Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
Kia
I thought
ora,
it's
kia ora.
8:35. Sorry, I'm on Maori time. Hang
Oh,
on,
you're
I
on
gotta go
Maori
inside.
time.
Sorry.
That's okay. I think we sorry about that. I think we did a little bit of a swapsie there, but you know what? You're a good man. You're a good man. You've come in early and we appreciate that. How are you,
Oh,
first of all?
thank you. Don't ask my exes about that.
Well, they might tell a different story, eh? Well, don't give away your
I'm
secrets, brother. Don't give away your secrets. It might be hard getting another one. So, were you
Oh,
from Gisborne?
yeah, I'm in Gisborne. Oh, sorry. Oh, the sound is really loud for me. Like, it's hard to hear. Sorry. I was trying to do it by messenger, but I'm sick.
Oh, no, that's no good. Well, maybe hold the phone a little bit away from your ear. I'm sorry if that's just me being loud in your ear. Aroha
Oh,
mai.
no, it's all
But
right. No, yeah, it's okay now.
I'll keep my questions short for you.
Yeah, no
So
worries. Auntie.
tell me about what you've been doing lately for the environment.
Oh, yeah. Auntie, I'm on now. Yeah. Can you shut the door,
Oh,
please?
kia ora,
Sorry.
auntie. We love you, auntie.
Yeah, it's my auntie Annie, sorry.
Oh, kia ora,
Yeah, she's
auntie.
my
Ngā
family.
mihi.
She's very loved. Yeah. It's a bit hectic. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I've just come from Dannevirke. Sorry, Nelson, where I talked to you last time. And I'm in Gisborne now. I'm staying at Waiheree, where my mum's from. So I'm learning all her whakapapa and yeah. So she's up at the Urupā, the cemetery there. So I'm sort of just looking after that at the moment and trying to get a bit of land there so all her whānau can come over, like her kids, because they're all over in Aussie and and in Mokos and that, and just make a safe hub for them so they can stay there and go talk to Nan up at the Urupā. And yeah, so that's my kaupapa at the moment. I haven't really had much time. I've only been here a week, so I've seen stuff in the rivers and the beaches and the Gizzy. Today I went for a walk with do you know Kaiti Hill?
No, but
Oh.
I'd love you to tell me about it.
Oh yeah, it's pretty much like the Maunga in Rotorua. It'll be Nongo Taha, Gisborne's Nongo Taha. So there was a bit of rubbish that I picked up on my walk with my cousin today, and yeah. But yeah, sorry, I didn't have much time to prepare. I'm sort of just freestyling at the moment.
Hey, no good. That's all right. I freestyle it all the time. That's no problem.
Yeah, I know you do. You're better than me.
Well,
Yeah.
hey, going up and when you do have a tipuna maunga like that, that is so significant. And I think I do know the one now. I know it by sight, but not by name. Aroha mai. When you do go onto a tipuna maunga like that and you do see it littered and rubbish, it kind of digs a little deeper than if you just see it
Yep.
in the middle of town on the side of the road.
Yep.
What kinds of things were up there?
Just the normal rubbish, just like KFC and and just bottles and just a lot of cardboard boxes and nothing too major. It's beautiful up there. They're well maintained by the Gisborne District Council. So, yeah, but I've seen just some things floating through the it's called Waikanae. It's where it's sort of where the it's the wharf, auntie. Yeah, the wharf there. There's a bit of rubbish going through there and stuff like that. So I just scooped up what I could. I couldn't get everything. I'm sort of sick and I'm just trying to sweat out this flu because I'm just started a new job with my auntie and uncle, like in forestry. So yeah.
Oh, rawe. Forestry, that's
Yeah.
a big one. That's a
Yeah,
massive
it is.
one.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Was
And
there any
lots of
rubbish over in Rarotonga there? Do I need to go over there as well?
Hey, you know
Welcome
what?
back.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, there was a bit of rubbish there, brother. There was a bit of rubbish, and
Yep.
but you know, it was just like you say, oh, just the normal rubbish. You know, that's what you said about the rubbish on the hill, and it's very true. It's just the normal rubbish. It's just the takeaways, and it's the beer bottles, and it's the Cody cans, and you know,
Oh,
it's
these Cody's everywhere here. They love it.
See, and that's naughty. That's naughty
Yeah,
because,
very naughty. Yeah.
yeah,
Oh,
well,
I don't. Yeah, I'm just the Australian Bear Gans guy, yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame because, you know, I always think when you go up to, you know, Lookouts or you go to park up by the river or you kind of think, oh, where should we go? And you think, oh, Let's go somewhere pretty, right? Because you're not going to go and park at the back of a warehouse and look at the back door of a warehouse. You're going to go somewhere and park somewhere nice. And
then
they go there and park somewhere nice and then they litter as a way to say goodbye. You know, takahi. It's a takahi of the mana of that whenua. And I just think, the cheek of it. You go there to enjoy it and then you tickle on it like that. So kia ora you for picking up that rubbish.
I'm trying. I don't know. Yeah, it's, oh, fuck. Sorry about the noises back there.
But you know what? It's also very therapeutic, eh? You know, like... No one just picks up rubbish, you know, for pleasure, really. But at the same time, you do get a certain level of a spiritual boost from it. That's what I find anyway, you know, because you're actually connected into something bigger. You're acknowledging Papa Tuanuku, you're acknowledging life. And, you know, like I often, you know, pick up rubbish and bugs will crawl out of it, or if I'm at the moana, like a crab will crawl out of it, or, you know, I've cleaned up some places up in Tamaki Makaurau in the mudflats there. And, you know, poor crabs are making their kāinga under, you know, someone's blooming litter heap that they've chucked over the fence. And I actually feel sorry for those animals because, you know, humans just ruining it for them. And they have as much to life as we do. So tell me a little bit more about why you started picking it up, or were you just always doing it from when you were a little fella?
Oh, no, I've just sort of, I don't know, it's just been instilled in me from my whānau and my kingi line. My mum's a kingi, she's from Wahiriri, and my father's side is Hokamo, they're from the East Coast, up in, up those ways, Tauranga Bay, over there, Te Aroha. And I just always sort of just picked up, and then I don't know, just sort of when I spoke to you the first time, I was in Nelson. Oh God, get around! It's wherever the wind blows for me at the moment. I don't know. I wasn't even supposed to be in Gisborne, to be honest. I was supposed to see some whānau in Napier Hastings, and that didn't the plans changed, so I just I said, oh, stuff it, I'll go see Mum at, Wahiriri is just outside of Gisborne. Yeah, it's not too far, like probably 20 k's or so, 14-minute drive, and I just thought I'd go there and see Mum, you know, and and then I just just got here and this community, it's, I think it's about 40, I've got to learn all this whakapapa and stuff. But, the love that they show Mum there, it's been overwhelming. And they love Mum, like that's where she grew up, and sort of been inspired to just do my little part wherever I can. You know, I can't do all of it. Like, I just do what I can, you know. Just, I'm trying. So, pretty much, Sorry.
All good. You just cough away there, bro. It's all good.
Yeah, right? Sorry. I was trying to get ready today. I'm kind of trying to sweat it out, but it's not working. I'll be right in a couple of days. Yeah, get some antibiotics.
I tell you what, the more rubbish you pick up, I know this sounds a little bit kofefe, but it's not. The more rubbish you pick up, you actually get a better immunity. That's what I've found. See, nothing can take me out now because I've been so many years in so much paru paru. I've got the immunity of a gorilla. and nothing can make me sick, you know, I could literally, you know, go through a dump site and roll around in it and I'll come out and I'm sweating.
Oh, man.
But I guess that's
I need that now because I'm like, also I was harder like you. I'm getting sick for no reason. Oh, no, it's because I changed the season, I think, because I come from Nelson. It's snowy there with my auntie Ronnie and, coming to Gisborne, it's, you know Gisborne, eh? It's hot. It reminds me of Australia, Gold Coast. And it's got a lot of pollen, I think. So that's what I thought it was, the pollen, but sorry. God, I'm dying.
Sorry about that. No worries. So you're saying you're trying to get, I get the point. You're saying you're trying to get some land. Have you found it hard to be able to secure some land for you and your whānau?
Oh, you know how it is. No, the family have been really supportive, and I'm nearly there. I just keep chipping away. But yeah, I found work with my beautiful auntie and uncle, and yeah, things are doing pretty well. I'll be here 2 weeks. What's today? Sorry, Thursday. Eh? Yeah, tomorrow. So I've been there 2 weeks. So yeah, it's going right at the moment. Just got to keep going. I'm doing it for mum, you know. So yeah I'll just keep singing away. Yeah, I was going to say, I'll be coming up Rotorua ways, I don't know when, like on the next long, probably Christmas or something, we should go clean up Ngongatau or something while I'm there.
Yep.
What's it like in Rotorua at the moment?
Oh, the weather's a little bit crazy. One minute it's good, one minute it's not. It's raining, sunshine,
like
it can't be a bit mild. But, you know, the ahua of the city is getting better. I don't know how much you know about Rotorua, but during COVID, a lot of the
the hotels are booked out.
The hotels with that, you know, lots of homeless people were sent here.
Yep.
And one of the things that I observed happening was that it's a bit like coals when they're scattered from a fire. You know, they start to cool down, but when you bring all the coals together and you put them in a heap or put them in one place, they fire each other up. And that's kind of what happened with some of the people that came in from other places, and they were all kind of put in one space together, and their raru and their own internal mamai, and some of them, were struggling with mental health issues, which is natural. When your life is stressed, it's one of the natural kind of consequences of having a very hard, tough life, is that you're not always mentally, in a great shape. And so it actually, they actually almost kind of fed off each other, lots of fighting on the street. And it was quite sad. And Karuha, I think Tarawa did a very good job of actually taking care of many of them. And just showing that manaaki, because they were still our manuhiri at the end of the day. There were quite a few people that really put time and effort into Rotorua. But we're doing all right. I'm proud of Rotorua.
That's my home. That's my home there. I'm going there next. I'll be on the next intercity bus there.
Don't take the night one.
You have to pick me up. I need a ride.
Don't take the intercity night bus, because everybody goes to sleep and they take their shoes off, and everyone's got hunger feet, and then they all snore as well.
It's like at the marae all over again. Oh man, I can't escape this.
It's not in the big beautiful marae, everyone's just in the mattress room.
They talk about the mattress room.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
No, it's not just the socks that come off in the mattress room. I know that kōrero. It's
good. How's Four Block Rivers doing? Do you do that over there as well?
Four Block, yes. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Actually, it's not too bad. Most of the places that are doing it rough are the places that are dump sites. So, like today, I have a beautiful fire here, and she was a little bit mawiwi, and so I said, I'll go and get you some kawakawa. So I went to Ngotaha, where I get kawakawa from, and did my little karakia and said thank you to the maunga and thank you to the plants, and took some kawakawa for my fire. But, coming back down, I was like, what's that smell? There's something dead here, like just the smell of a carcass.
Yeah.
I was looking around going, is that a sheep? What is that? And I got back to the car park and I saw what it was. It was a huge pile of kina. And I'm talking hundreds. I'm talking hundreds of kina.
Hundreds
and
this is
naughty.
Fishing too.
And, yeah, and the worst part was that they were little. They were actually undersized. They were babies.
Oh, no.
They weren't any bigger than an apple.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and yeah. I was like, oh, that's far out, you know.
Why do they do that? The raping our seas like that, yeah, that's bad.
And that's the word. That is the word. Yeah. And that's what went through my head. I thought, you know, the blooming jokers, you go out and you rape the moana, and then you come and tempo on the whenua by coming and just dumping it on the, you know, like, blooming, do something better with, you know, the kaitiakitanga. And but the undersized kai moana, taking that, is that gets my goat up every time.
I was sorry to cut you off. I was just going to ask you for advice, like, how do you stay, like, calm and motivated? And, I've seen some videos, like, where you clean, I think it was Nongatai, you cleaned it all up and then, or some spot, and you go back there weeks later and it's just, like, it's worse than what you cleaned up. Like, how do you stay motivated like that? Like, I find I get kind of angry, like, my blood boils, and but then I sort of calm down and I sort of have a little chat to mom and like, what do I do? That's why, when I was in Nelson, I was just getting, I was starting to get like, man, my wider was just feeling weird. I was like, man, this is not me. Like I was getting angry. So yeah, that's why I posted on the local, like a Facebook page. And the district council was just annoying me because they said that they were going to come and clean it up. I dragged everything up. I pulled their tires up the whole day. I don't want no credit. I'm doing this for, you know, for our lands and that. Like, and I put it there, and I pretty much put a bow tie on it, like the tires, and this fridge that I had to take was filled with nappies. Like, who does this? Like, what the hell is up to you? So I grabbed the tires, and I put it all, I stacked it all there. I spoke to the lovely lady, and she said, yeah, we'll pass it on to our bosses, and we'll get it cleaned up in the next 2 days. And oh yeah, sweet. And then I found out, I think it was like 2 weeks later or a week later, that, and it was still there. Like, I'm like, oh man, I'm so angry right now. What are you up to, man? I was trying to spark the community, you know what I mean? Like, man, are you angry at this? Like, I don't need, like, I'm not asking for help, but it'll be good, you know? Like, my auntie, she's got ankle issues, and she walks that hour, like, nearly every day to walk her dogs, and she's just coming across this rubbish, and she picks it up, and, it's frustrating. How do you cope with that?
Oh, kia ora, no, I feel you, brother, I feel you, and I understand. I know exactly what you're talking about. So that's it. For me, that's a multi-leveled answer, and it's got lots of different dimensions to it.
Levels we have to talk about when I come over there.
There's levels to it. And so for me personally, what motivates me is that I am spiritually inclined. And so we're going to go deep now with my own personal motivation. So I believe believe in a creator, or I believe that there's intelligent design. And so for me, it is a celebration of the beauty of nature, the beauty of life, and it's a personal connection to the modi of life and the planet and every living being. And I, you know, I get a bit Disneyland about it. You know, I love the flowers. I love the different leaves on the tree. I love the way they change in autumn. I love the animals.
Yeah, I love it.
No, I love
I love it, but not the pollen. It's not the pollen, holy crap.
Hey, look, you know, I've squashed the old mosquito in my time, I have to say. But, you know, but I do, I find joy in that. I find joy in the whenua. I find joy in it. And
satisfaction
So part of it is that personal aroha that I have for and respect for life. And then, you know, so that keeps me going because, you know, it's a way of showing my joy and my appreciation for it, is to actually clean it, because it's something that I can do. It's within my power, you know, like Captain Planet, the power is yours.
Yeah. good on Captain Planet.
I can do it, you know. I can actually do it. And when I do it, if someone comes along and they ruin it afterwards, well, then that's on them, you know. And I feel for their wairua, because they are, they're disconnected affected.
They must be hurting or something. Yeah, lazy. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Well, we.
It's not hard, eh? It's not hard to go walk over there, bro, and toss your KFC packet in there, bro. It's not hard. Oh, well, sorry, I was going to ask you. There's this place that's a beautiful. My mum went there. It's beautiful. It's a park that they grew up in. All my aunties in that, and I was there the other day. And it's got two rubbish bins, but at the park, you got to walk like across this little bridge. But like, I noticed that the rubbish is all in the car park. So, what is your advice for if I like contact Gisborne District Council to like get a couple bins where just a couple bins, and they don't have to worry about. They take care of it, but like if it's going to be a money issue, I don't mind like taking the rubbish. Like I just need two bins. What's your advice on that? Like you need the bins where the cars are because people are just useless. Advice, you know what I mean?
I do. You mean my advice there is the squeaky wheel gets the oil. So you keep squeaking, and one of the things with and this comes back to you know those different multi-layered approaches that we were talking about is that. Public servants, whether that's politicians in central government or in local government, they don't like to be shown up. And so
take
a photo, put it on Facebook, tag them in and keep taking the photos and just every day put up, you know, put up a photo. And trust me, they'll go and clean it because if it becomes a big enough issue and they're getting embarrassed about it, you know, you're actually
that's
showing them
that they're doing
their job. And, you know, because we pay rates and, you know, if you can do it for waiver reasons, you can do it for, you know, political reasons, you can do it for, you know, money reasons, whatever. But,
it's money.
You know,
it's always money. When you brought up a good point there, I just found out, I don't know if this is true or not, but like the boss of the Tasman District Council, she stepped down. I don't know if it had something to do with that. She got pressure or, I don't know, if it was me, I apologise because I'm not trying to, you know, that's her job. But, like, I was just asking for help and it didn't come and it just came to that, you know what I mean? Like, I was there 3 weeks and the tyres are probably still there. Now I don't know. I have to ask my auntie. But, I heard that the boss, of the that district council stood down. I don't know if it's for that or what, but I'm not trying to hurt anyone. I was just trying to help. Like, that's their hour. Oh, it's all our, like, New Zealand hours. But you know what I mean? I was only just a visitor then. It was just, I don't know.
No, don't hold on to that. You know what? If she stepped
down, I felt guilty. Yeah, I felt bad about that.
Okay, the pie. And you know, sometimes, like, most local politicians, they don't go without a fight. You know, they don't just step down for nothing. And so it may have just been the straw that broke the camel's back, and it may have been for a raft of other reasons. But, you know, you highlight
the issue.
And that is that, you know, the job that they were obliged to do was not being done. So how many other jobs weren't being done? You know, it just makes me wonder. It makes me suspicious. Where there's smoke, there's fire, eh? But,
that's
you know,
it,
don't...
That's it.
You know, when I was in Auckland, I was working for sea cleaners, and they have water care.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah,
and sorry. So, you know, at a certain point, I got asked to stop going live and stop showing all of the rubbish because there was a lot, and it was not palatable, you know, for a lot of the
people. Palatable, I like that.
It wasn't palatable for a lot of the people in the office.
Yeah, you're a politician.
No, I'm just a lawyer.
Oh, there you go. Oh.
No, I just, but you know, I spent the time at law school to be able to know the system so that if I need to rev it up and go from the kazi kitty to the lawyer kitty, then I can. And, and part of that is just learning about the system. And I'm still learning. You know, I still see that I'm still cutting my teeth. I'm still essentially in a mentor situation. Yeah. I've got a mentor here who's incredible. And I've been very, very fortunate to have an amazing mentor. Actually, I'm just going to give her a little shout out. Whaia Donna Awatere.
Who is it?
Whaiatona Awatereuata, she is an original member of Ngā Tamatoa. She wrote the book on Māori sovereignty. And when I stepped out of law school, she invited me over for lunch. And and then I've just been working with her ever since. And she is a powerhouse in terms of advocacy for kaupapa that she believes in. And so I've been very fortunate. You know, I haven't gone into a law firm. I went straight into working for the iwi here, and she's been sharpening my axe, you know, in terms of issues that matter and advocacy, and especially for kaupapa Māori. So, she's helping me. I've gone from one thing, you know, learning the academic side to actually learning the political side. So that's been good.
Yep.
But, you know, don't feel bad about that wahine stepping down. So be it. So be it. Keep going. Don't stop with the, you know, the complaining. If you see if you see an issue, I would say take those photos, you know, just like you did with tyres. Keep pushing it, keep pushing it. And don't
I wasn't trying to harm anyone, I was just like, man, can you someone help me here. This is your river, cuz.
Well, and this,
I'm just a visitor here. Help me.
It comes to intention. It comes to intention. What's your intention? And if your intention is just to clean the whenua and it's to honour the whenua, then if humans are in the way, I say you be like water, you go round the rock.
Oh, Bruce Lee, yep.
It's Kitty Lee.
Be like water.
And you go round the rock. People will be rocks. Yeah, yeah. And they will get in the way because you make them look bad. You show them up for not doing the job that they should be doing, but you just keep doing it. That's what kaitiakitanga is. Hey, because you know, you're speaking for the land, because I mean, they have loud voices when they want to be heard. Yeah. They have loud voices. But in the meantime, you know, we can be the ones that are going in there and you're actually advocating for them with your waha and your kaha and your wairua. So, kia kaha tonu, don't stop.
Oh, no, I'm not starting. I'm just starting. I'm coming to Rotorua. Let's go.
Awesome.
I'll clean up Gizzy and I'll go there next. I don't care. Like, this is our land. This is our whenua. These are our ancestors. Should be respected. So, they'll feel me soon. Don't worry.
Good on you.
We'll do it together.
Aye, definitely, brother. You come up. Yep.
I'll be over there. Yeah, I'll be our own place in the block.
I'll sit back and I'll point and you can pick it up. No,
No, brother.
You know me. I'll roll my sleeves up and get in there. Awesome.
No worries. I can't wait. Awesome.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining me. I don't want to keep you for too long. I've had you for half an hour now. It's been a pleasure.
Hey, I thought we were just getting started. You got another 30 minutes.
Hey, we can stay on the phone. You know, Kei te poi.
Yeah, can I ask for your advice on that after this and stuff? I need your, you're very intelligent and, I appreciate what you do. So you're inspiring a lot. You inspired me. And, so I know there's people out there listening and, thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome, brother. And I'm not that intelligent. Yeah.